Okay, we were on Zion and Bays, and the Gemara had gone through a whole series of halachos of Nachum Hamadi, and they were all rejected. So we saw that Rav Acha Bar Minyumi was upset. He said, I'm also from Madai, and here everything that Nachum, who comes from Madai, says was rejected. Abaye said, no, there is a halacha that we do agree with Rav Nachum Hamadi. And that's the halacha that a person's allowed to make his own requests in the Shmona Esrei prayer of Shomea Tefillah. So that's in and of itself an amazing point. In other words, the whole Gemara here is saying that prayer is really not so simple. So who's man to talk to Hashem? What right do I have to bother Hashem? I'm just a human being. But in the Shomea Tefillah prayer, so there I could ask, since I'm saying that God listens to all prayers, I can also add my own personal thing. So Rav Acha Bar Minyumi said back, that's not such a great proof that we listen to Nachum Hamadi. There, maybe the reason why we're accepting that halacha is because there are bigger people, big giants who've already said that idea, that in Shomea Tefillah, you can say any prayer. Let's start at that point again. The Tanya we lived in a Braisa, it's about a, I don't know, 11 lines before the very bottom on Zion would be. It's the Tanya we lived in a Braisa. Rebbe Lezer, Omer Belezer says, Shol Adam Tzracha V'yachakach Yispalo. Person should ask for his own needs, and then he can pray Shmona Esrei. Shenamar, because the pasuk says Tefila la'ani kiyato, for prayer to the poor person who expresses what's within himself. And after that, lifnei Hashem yishpoch zicho, before Hashem he pours out his meditation. He says the Shmona Esrei. Now, meditation is a reference to Shmona Esrei and Tzichel Tefillah. Shenamar, as it says, Vayetzi Yitzchak l'suach basadeh. Yitzchak went out to meditate in the field, and that's a reference to Yitzchak creating mincha. What is mincha? Mincha is Shmona Esrei, but in the afternoon. Rabbi Yeshua says, Yispalo, first say Shmona Esrei, v'achakach yishal tzrachav. Then pray for your own needs. Shenamar, because it says, Ashpoch l'fanav sichi, I'll pour out my meditation before him, and then tzarasi l'fanav agid. Then I'll tell him of my need, of my difficulty. Rebbe Lezer Nami, so what's Rebbe Lezer going to do with that? Haksiv, doesn't it say, Eshboch lefanav sichi, first I'll pour out my meditation, I'll say Shmona Esrei, and then my needs. So Achikam, he'll tell you, that's what it means there is like this, Eshboch lefanav sichi, I'll pour out my meditation, bizman shetarasi lefanav akid, at the time that I've already told him my needs, after I first have expressed my own needs. Rebbe Yeshua Nami, Haksiv, but doesn't it say, Tfilani Kiato? First, the poor man expresses his needs, he expresses his request, and then, V'lifnei Hashem Yishpoch Sicho, and then he pours out the meditation, then he has the Shmona Esrei. So he'll tell you also to read it like that. Achikam, this is what it means. Emasai Tfilani. When is that prayer, the personal request of the poor man? This man, at a time that right beforehand, Shlifnei Hashem Yishpoch Sicho, right beforehand, he poured out to God his Shmona Esrei. All right, so Mechti, so let's take a look now. Kroy lo kamar daik v'lo kamar daik. The psukim really don't prove anything, because you can read it as Tfil ani kiyato, first his request, and then Lifnei Hashem Yishpoch Sicho, then he will pour out his siach, his Shmona Esrei before Hashem. We'll read it the other way. Tfilani kiyato, the prayer of the poor man, which is coming after Lifnei Hashem Yishpoch Sicho. So, it's not a proof one way or the other. So, but my kamifli is, then what is the argument? So, Mark explains, the argument is what Reb Simloi taught. The Darash Reb Simloi used to say, Lo'olam yisad adam shvachal shalmakam. First, the person has to say the blessings of praise, namely the first three blessings of Shmona Esrei. And then he can start asking for his own needs. We know, and how do we know that from Moshe Rabbeinu? Because it says Hashem Elokim, God the Lord, you've started to show your servant your greatness in a strong hand. And then Moshe Rabbeinu says after that, it says after that, Ebra, now let me pass, let me see the great land. So first Moshe praised God, and then Moshe made a request of God. So now starting today's daf, Chesam Adam. Rabbi Yoshua Savar, Rabbi Yoshua says, Yalfinu mi Moshe, we learn from Moshe. Just like Moshe praised and then made a request, every prayer has to be first praise and then a request. So you can't start asking your needs and then say Shmona Esrei. First you have to say Shmona Esrei, so that way you have praise, and then within Shmona Esrei, or after Shmona Esrei, you can ask your needs. Rabbi Lazar says, no, lo yalfinu mi Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu did that, but we don't have to learn from him. Why? Because Shani Moshe was different. The Rav Gufrei, he had many great strengths, so he had a lot of power. He was a very special person. He did a lot of mitzvahs. But Moshe Rabbeinu does so many mitzvahs. Moshe Rabbeinu, it's appropriate to first praise and then ask for needs, because his praise is meaningful. But a regular person, who doesn't do so many mitzvahs, my praise isn't so meaningful, so let me just ask for my needs first. So that's where Rabbi Yeshua holds. We don't learn from Moshe, because Shani Moshe the Rav Gufrei, because Moshe was different, that he was such great strength. But since he had such great strength, his praise was meaningful. But for everybody else, it should be prayer, and should be requests, and then the praise. Now, the reason why we've quoted this whole thing is for this line. But the sages say, lo kedivrei zeh v'lo kedivrei zeh. Not like Rabbi Yoshua, nor like Rabbi Lazar. Elashol adam tzracha b'shomea tfila. But a person can ask for his needs in shomea tfila. So that is Nachum Amadi. So Rav Acha Bar Menyumi said, what's the big deal? You agree with Rav Nachum Amadi? That's because there were chachamim who was the view of Nachum Amadi, who said that a person can ask for his requests within Shmona Esrei in Shomea Tfila. That's the big deal. So why is it such a big deal?
How come Psukit doesn't count as the praise? Like, what can it be the
Psukit is Zimra, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. It, in a certain sense, that also is praise, right? Right?
But all the Tefillah is set up like that. Praise and
right.
Request.
That's right. That's right.
That Tfilah was Mesuder before Zman HaGemara.
Before, yeah.
Yeah, before.
Mm-hmm. All right. Amar Rav Yehuda, Rabbi Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas, Mishmei de Rav. Rav Yehuda, the son of Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas, said in the name of Rav, Af Bishal Mushol Adam Tzrach B'Shamei Tefillah. Even though we've said that a person should ask for his, can ask for his needs in Shamei Tefillah, Avolim Ba Lomer B'Sof Kol Bracha U'Bracha Me'en Kol Bracha U'Bracha Omer. But if within every blessing he wants to make a request at the end of that blessing, without that blessing's theme, he can do that. So let's say, Atachon Elam Das is where we say, God, you give wisdom, grant from us, grant directly from yourself to us wisdom. So in that point, you can add, and God, please make me understand and make me not forget my learning. Even though we've said that a person should ask for his own needs in Shomei Tefillah, if he has a sick person in his home, he can add something in Rifa'enu, in the blessing about the sick. If he needs livelihood, he can make the request in Birchas Hashanim. In the blessing about the year. One second. Amar Rabbi Yeshua Belevi. Yeshua Belevi said, Af Bisham Mushol Adam Sarach Mashomea Tefillah, even though we've said that a person should ask for his needs in the blessing of God who hears the prayer, Avalim Ba Lomar Achar Tefillah, so Afilu Kesedi Yom Kippurim Omer. If at the very end of the Shmona Esrei, he wants to add things, he can do that. He can even add all of Vidoy like Yom Kippur. That's also fine. If he does it at the very end, after his Shmona Esrei. Yeah, question.
Very confusing, Rabbi. So you do praying while requesting for blessing while you're doing Shmona Esrei? Is that the same time?
No, we're saying...
It was like you do the Shmona Esrei first, or the Brachot first, and then...
Yeah, we're saying that you have Shmona Esrei.
Right.
The place in Shmona Esrei to add personal requests is the blessing of Shomea Tefillah. But if you want to add a request about a particular matter, you can add that at the end of the blessing of that matter.
After you finish Shemoneh Esrei, or after
and you can add things after you finish Shemoneh Esrei. That also. But let's say you wanted to, you need livelihood. So in the blessing of thank you God who provides blessing for the year, you can add a request about livelihood at the end.
At least I saw it in Sidurim already before Yaakor Maglag.
Yes, you can add whatever you want. That's right.
Rabbi, the one who says before is saying before Shemoneh Esrei starts, you make your requests. So you just
yes, that's right. Okay, so that was a side topic, the issues of prayer in Shemoneh Esrei, because we were talking about Nachum Amadi. And now let's get back. The next Mishnah, again, takes us back to the topic of the first Mishnah, the topic of this Masechta, the laws of Avodah Zarah. So we've learned that we are not allowed to do things that are going to cause the non-Jews to praise their God more during their festivals. We can't do things that are going to make them happy, because things that are going to make them happy are going to cause them to praise their God more on the festival. So therefore, even the Tana of our Mishnah said 3 days before their festival, we can't be doing all sorts of things that would make them happy. We can't extend them credit. We can't even collect from them on a loan that they owe us. We can't sell them things that they want to get, because we can't help them to be happy on their festival. What are their festivals? These are the festivals of the non-Jews that 3 days before, no business with them. Kalanda, Saturnura. Saturnura, we'll also see, is also called Saturnalia. Kartisim, Yom Ginusya Shel Malcheim, the day of their kingdom, the day that they became kings, the beginning of the kingdom, independent state. Yom Aleida, the birthday of the king. Yom HaMisa, the day the king died, President's Day. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's the view of Rabbi Meir. Chacham say, well, it depends how special a king he was. You know, the most prominent kings, when they would die, the people would burn the objects of the king, because they would show that he was so special, no one else should get to use them. So Rabbi Meir said, Chacham say, call me, Sashiyesh Basreifa, if it was the death of a king. And then they burned all of his objects, they burned his clothing. Then Yesh Bavodas Kochav, that's the type of day that has the law of idolatry, and you can't do business with them 3 days before. However, Shein Basreifa, but if it's not such a festival, he's not such a big king, they don't burn all of his clothing when he dies, then Ein Ba'avodas Kochavim, that day is not a day of a festival, the 3 days before you can't do the business with them. Now, they had other days that were holidays. Yom Teglach HaZikna, the day that he shaves his beard. The king shaves his beard. Or Blorisa. Sometimes what they would do is they would, you know, cut off the front of their hair and leave the back like a ponytail. So it would grow the whole year, and at the end of the year they would cut off the ponytail. That's called Bloris. Bloris is the ponytail. And the day he cuts off his ponytail is a holiday for him. Or Yom Shalabo Menayam, the day he gets out of the sea, which was dangerous, is a holiday for him. He goes to the church to give sacrifices. So Yom Shiatim Beis Hasurim, the day a guy gets out of jail. Or Ovid Kochav Shasa Mishta Lebno, the day a guy makes a wedding party for his son. So in all these days, also you shouldn't do business with the Goyim on the days themselves, but Eino Asra L'Osra Yom V'Osra Ishbuvah. Then it's just that day and that guy that you can't do business with, but there's no law that 3 days before you can't do business with the guy. So you can do business with a guy the day before his birthday, not the day of his birthday. The day before his wedding that he's making for his son, not the day of the wedding that he's making for his son. Whereas for, you know, that's not a national holiday. But when you get to the national holidays, Saturnalia, Katadra, so then already, Kalanda, so then already you can't do business 3 days before. Okay, Gemara. Rav Hanan Barava said, we said in the beginning of the mission, these are the holidays, Kalanda, Saturnalia, Kartisim, and Yom Ginusya Shel Malcheihem. So I'm Rav Hanan bar Rava, Rava Kalanda, as we said before, Ches Yam Machatz Kufa. It's the 8 days after the winter solstice. The winter solstice is December 21st, and it's the next 8 days. Saturnura is the Ches Yam Lifnei Tkufa. It's the 8 days before the winter solstice. Now this is what we call the holidays of Kratzmach and New Year's. Because it used to be Kratzmach and New Year's each started a whole week. There was Kratzmach, and then another 7 days. And there was New Year's in another 7 days. So that's these holidays.
It's nothing to do with Yashka's birthday.
We're going to see where these holidays really come from. These holidays really come from Adam HaRishon, as the Gemara says. It really goes back all the way to Adam HaRishon. It's related to the winter solstice. It's related to the fact that the days are getting longer.
Yeshiva break. This is the source of Yeshiva break.
Well, Yeshiva breaks later.
Right. Not to have it during the week of December. Right.
It's a good point.
Here's the
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yonah Yomer. Exactly. They didn't say that.
Trump's off.
Somebody has a
Yeah, a different law. On that day itself, you can't go help him. He's gonna go to the church that day. Vissimanach. Now, even though we first explained, the first date we mentioned is Kalanda. We're saying Kalanda is after the solstice, even though it was mentioned before Saturnalia, which is before the solstice. But that's normal because we have the pasuk Achor v'kedem tzartani, last and first you created me. So sometimes the Torah last Kalanda's first, and then we talk about Saturnalia, which was actually first. It's normal. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. So what's the source of these holidays? Lefi shira Adam HaRishon yom shemismayit v'holich. Adam HaRishon, remember, was created in Tishrei. We'll see. It's an argument, but simple pshat is he was created in Tishrei, and then he did the sin the day he was created, and he was thrown out of Gan Eden. So what's going on in Tishrei? It's autumn. So in autumn, days are getting less and less. Amar, so Adam HaRishon's reaction was, Oili, woe to me. Shema b'shvil shesarachti olam chashuch badi. Maybe because I did this sin of eating from the tree of knowledge, that's why the world is getting darker and darker. And maybe if the light is getting less and less and the world is getting darker and darker, the chozel tovavo, the world is going back to nothingness, to collapse. The zohi misa shenikness alayim v'nashamayim. Maybe this is the death that has been decreed upon me. So amad v'yasha shmona yam b'tainis u'b'tfila. So he sat for 8 days in fasting and in praying. So then came a Shirat Kufas Teve, so that was before the winter solstice. And once the winter solstice came, V'ra Yom Shemarech V'holich, then he saw that the days were getting longer and longer. So I'm in Hagel Shalolam Hu. So he said, Gevaldig, this is the norm of the world. It gets shorter, then it gets longer. It's just the pattern of the world. So Halach V'asa Shmoniyam Tovim. So then he made 8 days of a festival. The Shana Acheres, the next year, he said, I don't need to fast first and then celebrate. I know this is the norm. It's going to get shorter, then it's going to get longer. So Asan Le'elu Le'elu Yom Tovim. So he made the 8 days before a festival and the 8 days after a festival. Because he saw it's all normal. So now, Hukvam L'Shem Shemayim. Initially, these 8 days here and 8 days here were made for God's sake. Was to praise God for nature. Later, the nations, when they got involved in idolatry, they repurposed the holidays that already existed, and they turned it into, let's celebrate our God. So the Greeks had Avodah Zarah, it was called Dionysus, and they claimed that this Avodah Zarah, Dionysus, was a god who had been born from a human mother and a godly father. And they said this is the time to celebrate the holiday of Dionysus. So then when the Romans took over the Greeks, so the Romans made it their holiday. Instead of Dionysus, they called it Saturnalia. And then when the Romans converted to the religion of Osoa Ish, so they didn't want to give up this two-week-long orgy of all sorts of averos and terrible things that they used to do. So they said, okay, this is when the Oso Ish's birthday should be celebrated. Instead of celebrating Dionysus, celebrate Oso Ish. And that's how it became the holiday of Avodah Zarah. But it all started originally to thank God for this, for the days getting shorter and then getting longer. So Mishma Lamad Damar B'Tishrei Nivra Olam. Okay, this is fine if you say Adam Rishon was created in Tishrei. So Yom Azuta Chaza, he had seen days getting shorter. Yom Arichta Akati Lo Chaza, he had never seen days getting longer. So that's why he got scared. That's why he, at the end of it he would pray, and then ultimately he gets thankful when he sees the days getting longer.
Isn't Tishrei a long time before the solstice?
No, it's 3 months. It's Tishrei is autumn. Yeah,
so
but the days are getting...
So he started fasting that day, 8 days wouldn't be...
No, not then. He fasted towards the end of it.
Oh,
right? He started getting more and more upset about the fact that it keeps getting shorter and shorter, so finally he fasts. Then it flips. And Terence starts, gets longer. He says, oh my gosh, Givaldi.
He got the Romans 8 days before the solstice.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This is the Romans, Italy, right?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the days and the skew is not that great.
No, but this started with Adam HaRishon. Adam HaRishon was in Iraq, and he was in Babel.
The equator level, no? I mean, not that far.
Iraq is not the equator.
No, not the equator, but it's not like Scandinavia. There you really see swing in the days.
It wasn't Scandinavia.
Right, no, I'm saying it's not that much skew. In Israel, I mean, how much skew do you have in the day?
Sure, it starts 4 o'clock and at 3:30.
Starts to get longer. So again, this is fine if you say Adam Rishon was created in Tishrei. Then Yom Azuta Chaza, when he was seeing, when he was created, were short days. Yom Aricha Akati Lo Chaza, he hadn't yet seen long days. El Mandam Benisa Nivra Olam. But let's remember back in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, we learned that there was an argument between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yoshua. When was Adam Rishon created? Was he created in Tishrei or was he created in Nisan? If it was created in Nisan, so he already saw the whole process because he saw spring. Then he saw summer. So Chazal Yom Azuta V'Yom Arucha. He already saw shorter days and longer days. Spring is shorter, then summer is longer. So what's he nervous about when he has autumn now going towards winter? So Gemara says, "Da'av Azuta Kuli Alo Chazi." Yeah, in spring it was shorter, and then in summer it's longer. But in spring it's not very short. Winter it's very short days. When he sees the very short days, then he gets scared, and that's when he prayed, and then when he saw the flip, he was very thankful. So Rabbanu lived in a brisa. Yom Shenivra Ba'Adam HaRishon, the day Adam HaRishon was created. So remember, he was put in Gan Eden, and he was told not to eat from the tree of knowledge. He eats from the tree of knowledge. So what happens? Kevan Sheshakal of Chama, once the sun sets, Amar, he got all scared of that. He said, Oy, Lisha B'Shvil Shosarachti. Woe to me that because I did evil, Olam Chashach Ba'adi, the world is darkening in my, because of me. V'yazar Olam Tovavo, the world is going back to nothingness. V'zoi Misa, Sheniklis Olai Min Hashemayim. Maybe this is the death that Hashem has decreed against me from the heavens. So Yosha B'tanis, so he sat and he started to fast. Bocha Kalalaila, he was crying the entire night. V'chava Bocha Kenekto, and Chava was also terrified, and she was crying opposite him. Kevon Sha'olam Udashachar, once the morning rose, and came to be dawn, Amar, he said, you know what, it's not such a bad thing, Minhago Shel Olamu, this is just the normal way of the world. So Amar, he got up, V'hikriv Shor, he gave a sacrifice. Now, he had a very special animal to give as a sacrifice. The animal that God himself had created, the first ox. When God created the first ox, so God made a complete ox. So it was an ox where the horns were before the baby steps. Normally, an ox is born, it's a baby, it has to learn how to walk. Then as it matures, it's going to grow horns. But here, this is an ox that was the best ox. It's the ox God made. It was made whole. That's called the shor par, the baby that's already the adult. Hikriv shor, so he brought this ox, shakran of Kodman leparsosav, whose horns were before its steps. Shenamar, as it says, that David HaMelech is praying, that his prayer should be very special. He's saying, my prayer should be, v'titav l'Hashem mishor par, my prayer to Hashem should be better than that ox that as a baby was already an adult. Mikrin mafris, from the ox whose horn was before its steps. I'm reviewing the Mashmur. We just said another thing in the name of Shmuel. That first ox that God made was Shor Shik of Adam Rishon, the ox that Adam Rishon offered Karen Achasai Saloba Mitzcho. It was a unicorn. It had a single horn in its forehead. Shenamar v'titav l'Hashem mishor par. That my prayer be better to God than the ox that as a baby was already an adult. Mikrin, mipuris, Makrin mafris, from the horn that's before the steps. So give us 1 second. Makrin sounds like two horns. Tarte mashma. I'm Rav Nachman Yitzchak. The yud is not there. Mikaren ksiv. The way it's written, without a yud, it sounds like from the horn. Sounds like it only had a single horn. Okay. I don't know. There must be a lesson there.
Rabbi, how did they knew about these things, these Tanaim, about 4,000 years ago?
The psukim, because of the psukim here in Tehillim. So now, Rav Masna had the following question. Boy, Rav Masna, going back to the halacha. Rome is to Kalanda. Rome is the place where they celebrate Kalanda. They celebrate New Year's there. But the towns near it, namely the suburbs of Rome, they have to help out. They have to provide food. They have to provide waiters. So now, when we are not allowed to do business, we're not allowed to do business with the suburbs, so we can do business with the suburbs because they're not really celebrating the holiday there. So Rishum Levi said, Kalanda Asura Lakolhi. No, during Kalanda you can't do business with any of them. Not with Rome, nor with the suburbs of Rome. And Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Ein Asura L'Avdei Bilvad. It's only those who worship, it's only the Romans themselves that you can't do business with, but the suburbs, okay. Tana Kavasa, Rabbi Yochanan, he lived in a Braisa like Rabbi Yochanan. Even though we've said that Kalanda is only celebrated really by Rome, but the cities near it, they're helping Rome in the celebration. But even though they're helping, the laws of not doing business with them are only for the Romans themselves, those who are doing Kalanda, not those who are helping out in Kalanda. Saturnalia. That's the other name for what we called earlier Saturnura, Saturnalia, and Kartzis. These are other holidays of theirs, right? Kartzis, we said, is another holiday. Yom Genusya Shel Malcheim, the day when their kingdom started. Yom Shumlach Bo Melech, the day in which a king was set up. So Lefan of Asur, these days beforehand, you can't do business with them, but achrav mutter. But after these days, you could do business with them. Now, then the Mishnah goes on. Ovi kochavim shasa mishnah lubno. A guy who's making a wedding for his son. Says the Braisa, ein asrael osa yom voso ish. Then you're only not allowed to do business that day with that man. Am Ravashi. Ravashi said, afan anami tnina. We also learned in a brisa like this. We also learned in a brisa like this. I'm sorry, in a mishnah like this, Tiktani, because our mishnah says, Yom Tiglach HaZikno V'lo Riso, the day that he cuts off his beard or his ponytail, or Yom Shalobo Minayan, the day he gets out of the sea, Yom Shiatzbo Mbesasun, the day he gets out of jail, in Osir El Osir Yom Bilvad, Osir Ish, that it's only prohibited that day and that man. So Bishmo, so Ayom, I understand that day, Lafuki Lufanov Lachrov, to say not before, not after. Hello, so Ish Lafuki Mai, but what's the point of saying only that man? Must be Lafuki, Lav Lafuki Mishubadav. It's to say that even those who are helping out, you are allowed to do business with them. So that's a proof to Rabbi Yochanan that it's only those who are doing the religion itself, the revelers, but those who help the revelers, you could do business with them. Tani, we lived in a brayso. Rabbi Shmuel says, Yisrael b'chutz la'aretz, the non-Jews, I'm sorry, the Jews who are living outside of Eretz Yisrael, living under non-Jewish rule, they are idolaters without realizing it. We are all worshiping idols without realizing it. And how so? Kate said, because we have to do business with non-Jews. We have to have social relations with non-Jews. So, Ovid Avodas Kocham Shasamish Telebno, let's say a guy, a business partner, makes a wedding for his son. The Zeman Kol Yehudim Shebi Iron, he invites all the Jews in his city. Now, Afal Pi Shochem Mishalahen, even though the Jews are coming with kosher food, Mishosh Mishalahen, and drinking our own food, we drink our own wine, V'shama shalahen, we have our own waiter, Omid Lifneim, standing in front of us. The Torah considers it as if they ate from the offerings that were given to the Avodah Zarah, offerings to the dead. Shenamar, as we find, when the Jews enter Eretz Yisrael, Hashem says, lest you become too friendly with the locals, they're then going to offer offerings to their gods. He's going to call you, you're going to eat from his offerings. The Gemara says, well, maybe that's literally eating from his offerings. Maybe that's if you literally ate, not if you eat your own food at their party. Rava said, then the Pasuk should say, you're going to live in Israel, you're going to make a covenant with them, and you're going to eat their offerings. Why does the Pasuk say he's going to call to you and you'll eat from his offering? Mishas Kriya, the very call, already, from the call, it's already a problem. From the time that you agree to the call, it's a problem. In other words, just going to that party, even with your own food, is already like eating Zivchei Mason. Hilkach, and therefore, says the Gemara, since a Jew is not allowed to be part of a wedding that a guy makes for his son, not only can a Jew not be part of the wedding, but kol klas and yom, for the 30 days after the wedding, whether the guy says, come to the party because of the wedding, or he doesn't even say that he come to the party because of the wedding, he just says, come to eat, Asri is not allowed.
So, Rabbi, what are we doing with this thing today? Is this relevant for today?
Well, it gets back to that first Tosfos. Tosfos says that the non-Jews, we live amongst them, are not really idolaters. They didn't really believe in idols.
This is talking about a wedding where you're doing avodah zarah, presumably, right?
The guy is doing avodah zarah.
Right. So they're not doing that.
Is there a distinction between saying attending a wedding in church versus attending the wedding post, ceremony?
Maybe nowadays there's a difference. Maybe then there wasn't, but nowadays maybe there is a difference.
So Rabbi, the thing is asur to engage in a business with the goy for their festivals and holidays.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But if the festival is the birthday of the king, you're allowed to do business.
Before, not the day of.
Before, but for holidays you cannot. But religious thing then. But king, you're allowed.
No, he said not. He said the king also can't do holidays.
I thought the king, birthday of the king, you should participate in, and you are a part of the group, no?
No.
No?
No. No. Not when it's going to be about Avodah Zarah. They're going to worship to their idols. We can't be part of that.
I mean, in the party they're worshiping, okay.
So again, because we can't be part of their weddings, kol tlos and yom, the 30 days after the wedding, vein amalei machmasi lula, whether he says, come to me because I'm making a party because of the wedding, or vein lo amalei, or even if he didn't say, come to me because I'm making a party because of the wedding, machmasi lula, also you can't go to the parties, mikan veilach, but after the 30 days, amalei machmasi lula, if he says, I'm celebrating the wedding, come, also you can't go even with your own food. Vilo, but if he doesn't mention the wedding anymore, then sure, you can go to the parties. Ask the Gemara, how long do we think he's going to keep celebrating the wedding? Rav Papa said, for a whole year he could be celebrating the wedding. And even before the wedding, at what point are you not allowed to go to their parties because it's going to be because of the wedding? Rav Papa, Mishmei Rav Musari Basitni. Once they put the barley into the barrels of water to start brewing the beer. Once they start brewing the beer for the wedding, at that point you can't go to the guy's house to eat with him, even when you bring your own food. The Gemara says, after 12 months it's suddenly allowed? But we know. Rav Yitzchak, Rav Misharsha, we know that Rav Yitzchak is said of Rav Misharsha. He once came to the house of a guy 12 months after the guy made a wedding for his son. And the guy was making some parties. He came with his own food. The Shame Daodi. And he heard him expressing thanks to his God. And then he said, okay, I'm walking out. I can't eat anymore. So Shani Rav Yitzchak prayed Rav Mesharshi the Adam Chashav. Rav Yitzchak, the son of Rav Mesharshi, is different. He was very prominent. So if he was very prominent, so the guy was super happy that he was there. So then he was adding to the guys of Avodah Zarah. But a regular Jew, it's not such a big deal that he goes to a party. So if he goes 12 months, when the guy's already not in such a great mood, after 12 months to the party, his presence is not going to add to the guy's idolatry, so he's allowed to go.
So Rabbi, the essence here is if there's sort of a religious ritual going on.
Yeah.
Is that,
yeah.
And so do we view it if we're invited to a wedding...
Of a non-Jew.
Wedding.
Let's say in a church, right?
Right, but, and it's the difference between the Catholic Church and the
Protestant Church, right? It's an interesting question. I haven't looked it up, but I would guess that even though we have in Tosfos the statement that our Christians are not as bad as what the Gemara is talking about, still the Poskim would say that we can't go into a church.
In the church?
Yeah, under any circumstances.
Rabbi, a couple of years ago was a wedding in West Palm Beach, which we went to. Jewish wedding. And while we were there, there was another wedding happening, Indian wedding, from India. Okay.
Yeah.
So, does that mean we should have moved out of
there? No, you're right, that's fine. You're fine. Then we said another holiday was Kartasim. What is Kartasim? Remember Yudim Shmuel? Kartasim is Yom Shetafsa Baromi Malchus. It's the day that the Romans took their kingdom when they defeated the Greeks. I asked the Gemara about Tan Bilut and Abraisa Kartasim. And then there's another day, Yom Shetafsa Baromi Malchus, the day that the Romans took their kingdom. So I'm Rav Yosef Shteit Tfisos Tafsa Romi. There were two times Rome took their kingdom. Achas B'mei Cleopatra Malchus. One was in the days of Cleopatra the queen. The Achas Tafsa B'mei Yavanim, and other times in the days of the Greeks. And now, how do we know that they took it from the Greeks? The Chiyaser Avdimi, when Avdimi came from Eretz Yisrael, Amar, he said like this. Tlasen Utrein Kravei Avdei Romai Badi Yavani. There were 32 wars that the Romans made against the Greeks. Below Yachluhu, they weren't able to defeat the Greeks. Adish Shatfinu Yisrael Ba'adayu. Until the Romans partnered up with the Jews. Initially, the Romans were very nice to the Jews. They had the following condition. They said like this, if one of us from us are going to be the kings, then from you will be the governors of the states. If we're going to be the federal kings, if from you guys will be the federal kings, then we'll be the governors of the states. So in other words, they said, we're going to be allies. What the vice president said yesterday, the most cherished allies, the United States and Israel, the Romans and Israel. So then, what happened? Shalchlu Romai Liyavnai. So then, Liyavnai. Then the Romans sent to the Greeks, listen, Adid Navida Bekrava. Till now we were fighting. You know what? Let's have another type of fight. Let's just have a lawsuit. We'll go to the International Criminal Court. Hashtag Nevin Medina. Let's have an argument now. We'll have an argument. So here's the argument. Margalus Ve'Evan Tova. If you have a pearl versus Evan Tova, another type of nice stone. Ezaman Yesa Basis Lachaver. What should be the foundation for the other? What should be on the bottom? What should be on top? So Shachaluhu, so the Greeks responded, okay, Margalis Levin Tova, the pearl is less than Evan Tova. Evan Tova is more valuable. Evan Tova should be on top of the pearl. So then they said, okay, Evan Tova Va'anach. If you have Evan Tova with carbuncle. So what should be on top of what? They said, okay, Evan Tova Linach. Then the Anach, carbuncle, is more valuable than Evan Tova. Evan Tova should be the foundation of that. And they say, okay, Anach for Sefer Torah. If you have carbuncle and a Torah scroll, Ezeman Yasub Basis L'Chaver, what should be the foundation of what? So Shalch Luhu, they said, okay, they said Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah should be on top. So then they said, Shalchluhu, well, you know what, Anan Sefer Torah Gabon, we have a Sefer Torah, because we have Yisrael Badan, we have the Jews, we have the Torah. So therefore, Torah should be on top, we should be on top, and Kafluhu, the Greeks gave in. They gave in. They said, you're right, you should be on top. Like the vice president said yesterday, the whole world learns from the Jews about freedom, and about Torah, and about God, and about morality. No one's done more for humanity than the Jewish people. They said, so you should be on top. So Esen v'shishnin kamalu b'minasai b'ad Yisrael. For 26 years, the Jews were the loyal partners with the Romans. But after 26 years, the Romans shared their colors. After that, the Romans started to enslave the Jews. Now, what were they darshning? What were the Romans thinking initially and then later? Initially, they thought of the pasuk that Esav tells Yaakov, Nisav and Elecha, let's travel, Ve'elcho Negdecha, and I'll go together with you. So they said, you know, we're from Esav, we should partner with the Jews. But then they said, you know what? Yaakov's response was, you know what? In the future that'll happen. Yavar na'adun ilufnei avdo. You should go ahead and I'll catch up. They said, okay, we can be partners, but maybe in the future we'll be partners. Now we should rule over. Esen shishnin to come be minisai b'adi Yisrael minalahut. Minalahut. How do we know that it was for 26 years that they were loyal to the Jews, to the partnership? So now the Gemara has a lengthy proof. Amar Rav Kana said, "Kishchaler Bishmal Rabbi Yosi." When Bishmal Rabbi Yosi got sick, Shalchulei, the sages asked him, "Rabbi, our teacher, and Mar Lanu, tell us, Shnayim Shloshet Dvarim, Shamarta Lanu Mishum Avicha, the 32 things, or two or three things that you've told us in the name of your father, Rabbi Yosi, so, who was the author of Seder Olam." So Amar Lusi said, "Meir Shmonim Shana Kodem Shnechav Abayis, 180 years before the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, the second Beis Hamikdash." Pashta Malchus Rishal Yisrael, the wicked government, the Romans spread over their rule over the Jewish people. Ushmonim Shana Ad Shlochar of Abayis, and 80 years before the loss of the Second Temple, Gazru Tumal Eretz Amim, the sages made a law that anywhere out of Eretz Yisrael has impurity. Valklei Shluchas, they also made a decree that even glass can become tamei. And Arbaim Shana Ad Shlochar of Abayis, and 40 years before the loss of the Second Temple, Gol Sanhedrin V'Yashvula Birchanus. The Sanhedrin left the Lishkas HaGazus and they sat outside in the Chanos. Okay, we'll stop at this point. Do we have a minion? Okay, Rabbi Chanani ben Akasha, Meir Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu L'Zakas Yisrael, Lefichach Yirblem Torah Mitzvah Shneemar, Adonai Chafetz L'Matzid Ko Yagdil T'Rav Yadir.